3 days after a controversial presidential election, Ivory Coast's junta leader, Robert Gaye, has fled the country. Today, security forces and members of his own junta turned against him, and thousands of opposition supporters took to the streets of Abidjan. Opposition leader Laurent Gbagbo was leading in the election when on Monday Gaye ordered the Electoral Commission dissolved and declared himself the winner. Gbagbo has addressed the country, saying he's prepared to form a new government. NPR's Kenneth Walker is in Abidjan, the country's capital. Good morning.
Good morning.
The situation seems to be moving pretty quickly there. Tell us what's happening.
The opposition candidate, Laurent Gbagbo, appeared on state-owned television to announce that he was assuming power. He thanked the military and the gendarmes, the local police, for supporting the protest and demonstrations of tens of thousands of people in the streets protesting the actions of the leader of the junta, General Gaye. We saw the helicopter lift off from the presidential palace, headed in the direction of the airport. Local radio is reporting General Gaye is headed for Benin. In the last just few minutes, we've seen trucks of troops and civilians celebrating together, driving through the streets. What had been pretty intense firing and grenade throwing earlier today seems to have almost ended totally. And people are now just walking more calmly through the streets, and the situation appears to have changed utterly after a remarkable 24 hours.
Gosh, I guess so, Ken, because it was a remarkable sounds behind you when you were reporting from the street.
Yes, the gunfire and the grenades and the crowds shouting and screaming.
Whistles blowing and car horns.
We
were worried for your health. Let's talk about Gaye, the new leader. He staged a coup, or the deposed leader, rather, who staged a coup 10 months ago. He's obviously failed to hold on to power. How did this happen?
Well, actually, he didn't stage it. Junior military officers staged it. The initial grievance was back pay, and then after they searched around for a leader, and General Gaye, who had been in retirement, was summoned, and he assumed leadership. Initially, he claimed he was going to he had no interest in retaining power. He wanted to serve in a transition government to civilian rule. Somewhere along the line, he changed his mind. He never really had full control of the military either. There were two mutinies against his rule in the last 6 months alone, one attempted assassination just last month at his home. But he decided he wanted to hold on to power. He engineered the banning of the largest party's candidates in the presidential election held on Sunday and allowed only five what had been assumed to be relatively minor candidates to run in that election. No one expected Laurent Gbagbo, longtime opposition politician, here to win. He did, at least according to the preliminary official results of the Electoral Commission and the surveys performed by his party and other opposition parties. He won, but on Monday morning, the soldiers seized the Electoral Commission, disbanded it, and General Gaye declared himself the victor.
Ken, thanks very much for joining us. NPR's Kenneth Walker in Abidjan, Ivory Coast.